Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas. I'm your host, and I'm here with
TNT Dynamite, the explosive one. TNT Dynamite. What's up, Jonas?
Nothing, man. We're back after a hiatus.
A little breaky.
An unintentional hiatus.
No, it was intentional, Jonas. We have business.
No, man, we had technical difficulties. We recorded a full episode, and we had technical difficulties.
And then we had business.
And then we had business.
And then we had some more business.
And then we had some more business.
And we thank you to mind your business.
We're busy business men.
Yeah, dude, we both got businesses, and yes. Business has to get done.
Yeah, dude, exactly. So, regardless, we're thanking you right now for joining us today, whether you're watching us live on twitch.tv/CrazyTownMediaLive. You're watching this video replay of our pretty faces on YouTube under our channel, Crazy Town Media. Yes. Or if you can't see and you just love us to titillate your eardrums with our awesome voices on.
Jonas, don't you ever try to titillate our listeners.
Spotify, iTunes, or every other place you can find podcasts. But wherever you're listening to us, thank you for joining us today. TNT, hi, dude. What up? I'm excited.
That is a wide range of inflection that you just displayed there.
Dude, I'm trying to hey, agents, call me.
No, I'm impressed.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
I'm good, man. What's the highlight of your last seven there, Johnny?
Oh, my God, dude. It's been my last 21, bro.
Yeah. Woo! Forever 21.
I've been doing so many awesome things in my life. Yeah. I am like a child of the earth.
Okay. you going to share any with me?
No, nah, dude.
No, okay. No. Well, great, Jonas.
I'm a child of the earth, friend. What about you?
I've been on, this kick where I just feel great.
Yeah, and, dude. I like that.
And
yeah.
It's really amazing.
Yeah, me too, dude. We're the amazing bros.
Oh, no. I mean, for real.
I'm not joking either.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. I've just felt great the last couple of days, and, I mean, it's good, man. I'm going to try to keep them rolling.
I like it. I got faith in you, TNT Dynamite. You're going to keep on rolling. Gee, Fred Durst.
Yep, Jonas, you got it.
I just ended it. You're like, I'm sad. Now he's sad. All right, man, let's wrap up paper scissors. Let's get this party going. We got a lot to cover in a short amount of time.
Okay.
Talking triple speed. 1, 2, 3, go.
All right, now remember, it's one, two, three, and then you put it out.
Why don't you throw that scissor, dude?
Don't throw gang signs at me either.
All right. One.
I can't see your lips, so I don't know when you're putting the one out there. Yeah. One, two, three.
Oh, coming at you hot with a rock on the scissor.
I threw the scissors out just like you asked.
All right, man, let's, you know what? I love being right, so I'm going to start with a story. About me being correct about
I love being right.
This is, hey, man, I love being right.
Jonas, are you sure you're not my ex-girlfriend?
I'm everyone's
ex-girlfriend. Have we dated before?
So, I, in the past, have had a theory about online dating sites. Mm-hmm. That there is fake fraudulent accounts that are out there to lure love-hungry men and women into paying subscriptions for these dating sites that have pay features. Like, some of the sites are completely free, and some you have to pay to read messages, etc.
Yes.
I've always been said I believe that they are doing this on purpose to rip off the consumer and take advantage of love-hungry people.
Of course.
The FTC has sued Match.com.
Ooh, unethical.
Who also runs OkCupid, Plenty of Fish, and Tinder. For deceptive practices to convince consumers to pay money for their site. It feels so good to be right, TNT Dynamite.
Wait, what do you mean deceptive practices?
What they do is they have looser standards of seeing messages from fraudulent accounts than paying customers do. So what people do is they get messages from fraudulent accounts, and then when they pay money to access the message, it says user account not available or things like that. So they the FTC has sued them, and when I read the story, it warmed my fucking heart a little bit, man, because I love being right, dude.
Okay.
You know?
No, it's cool, man.
I mean, I don't really give a shit that much. I'm just being facetious, but I thought that was pretty pertinent because it's a shame to rip off love-hungry motherfuckers, dude.
It's more a shame that they're just, putting pretty faces out there and then attaching a price tag to it, and then you end up with the same, C-plus chick that you could have got for free. off of the website.
Or there's no chick.
Or, yeah, there may be no chicks.
Yeah, dude.
Some of us, there's no chicks. Have you ever used a dating website? I have.
I have, absolutely. This isn't 2002 anymore. Like, everybody, I think, has used Tinder or OkCupid.
No, Jonas, sometimes you're a fucking boomer, and I can't tell what you're going
to
be like.
Yeah, dude. Well, you know,
I remember when we used to have to club our women and carry them back to the cave. And I'm like, Jonas, that was a long time ago.
Fair.
I remember when I used to have to bring a dowry of 7 oxen and 6 chickens, Jonas.
You know, when it comes to sexuality and dating, I'm living in the 1940s. That's my deal, folks.
But as far as, like, dating websites, I've actually had some luck. One of the longest relationships I was ever in was off of one of those.
Yeah, so my last relationship that I had for, like, 9 months was off of a dating app. I don't think there's an actual website for that one, but...
Yeah. But, so it's still a viable form.
Oh, it absolutely
just
is.
Don't put any money to it.
Hold your worth
exactly
to that.
Exactly.
It can be a very demotivating experience if you let all of it get to you. If you're like, oh, this, that, you know what I mean? Like, not everybody gets a bunch of messages. Not everybody has a bunch of interest.
Like,
you know?
On Tinder?
Any website, you know.
Oh, man. If you're on Tinder, man, you just need to temper your expectations, is what I say.
Oh, is that
right? Hey, yo, if she a little off in the face.
Oh, okay. A little off in the face. Yeah, is that the technical term?
Boost your ego a little bit.
Okay.
If he's a little off in the face.
Are you talking about slump busters?
You know, I'm not talking about slump busters. I'm talking about just, like, you know, get a little...
I gotcha.
And then, you know, you get out.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. A little bit of whoop whoop in the hot.
Yeah, a little bit of hemming and hemming and hemming.
Yeah, I got you. I feel you. All right, that's all I got. I just wanted to be right about something, so I wanted to bring that out first.
All right, you got it, man. You were correct.
I was.
All right, Jonas.
Yes, sir.
We're going to start with a good one here.
All right.
Short one.
All right.
All right. Apparently,
okay.
I'm gonna mispronounce this.
Oh, okay, that's cool, dude. Glenn, truth not facts.
Glenlivet. Truth not facts.
Yeah, right.
Glenlivet is a high-profile alcohol company in the UK. They've been around for.
Oh yeah, they're like whiskey, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
For
yeah.
an extremely long time. I started looking up some of their stock. They actually have a $25,000 bottle of Scotch whiskey from 1966 available on their store.
Oh wow! Like they started like what, curing it or whatever you do with whiskey.
Yeah.
I guess it would
be. This is Jay-Z, Elon Musk, Bill Gates type of drink.
So we should start making whiskey now.
And then, and just keep it in the fridge.
Just keep it for 25 years and be like. Some single barrel 25-year-old Crazy Town whiskey. 25K!
Oh, fuck that, Jonas. Let's just go get a bottle of Pucker. Put still make Pucker? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, they're still teenage girls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's just get a bottle of Pucker, some tequila mix, put it in the refrigerator, keep it for 20 years. And
put a hot dog in it. That'll add the flavor.
Jonas, you always trying to put a hot dog in
it. Yeah, I'm always trying to get my hot dog in somewhere.
Either way, very high profile alcohol is what I'm trying to get.
Yeah, gotcha.
And Jonas, have you ever had like a Gusher fruit snack?
Yes.
You ever had a Tide Pod?
Dude, every morning when I wake up, I pop a Tide Pod in, clean my mouth.
I don't believe you.
You're right.
Glenlivet is serving up Tide Pod-esque. Ways
like whiskey pods.
Whiskey pods.
So you
like ingesting.
Your mouth and bite it and it explodes?
So if you want to imbibe with style, you get yourself a Tide Pod.
That's like imbibing like a junkie or something. Like, I don't think that's like, I don't see like Brad Pitt being like, give me one of them whiskey pods. He like tosses it in there. It doesn't seem like drinking whiskey out of a thin plastic sheath. Does not seem high end.
Well, see, it's not plastic. It's actually made from a type of algae.
Whale bones.
So it's edible.
Oh, okay.
It's biodegradable.
So chewable whiskey.
Well, yeah, you just kind of like bite it, you get the shoot, and then you got like this algae film in your mouth, and it melts.
Sounds great. Oh, you ever had those kale chips? That's what it. That's what I think.
Love those, dude.
Those are so gross.
Love kale chips,
dude. It's like you put it, it's just like. Just turns into froth in your mouth, dude. It's so gross.
What?
Anyways, whatever.
All right, so These Tide Pod-like imbibement utensils.
All right.
As we're going
to
call them.
The longest way to say it possible.
Jonas, I got to use my vocabulary. They're actually just their entry-level whiskey or entry-level booze.
Uh-huh.
They're flavored, so they're basically like shooters. Like,
oh, okay. Yeah. So it's like apple whiskey or mm-hmm. whatever. Okay.
Yeah, the pod is edible, made from seaweed, I think.
Okay.
And they're not actually selling them on the market. They're giving them away at one bar in London for 1 week only at the door. You can't even buy them at the bar.
Oh, okay.
The reason that they can't sell them is because if you put alcohol and sugar inside a little bag made of algae or seaweed,
yeah,
it's going to biodegrade pretty quick. They only last a couple days.
Oh, so you can't, like, hold on to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Cool. They can put some wax on the outside of
that. I mean, maybe.
Banging on
I
wax.
I still think
dude.
It would, like, it's still alcohol touching algae. Yeah. That's going to eat through anything.
Yeah, dude, it probably will.
So the thing is that they've actually been using these for a long time with marathon runners because they go through so many plastic bottles. Why not
they're
just
taking whiskey shots while they're running?
Jonas. Funny, but no.
Funny, like, but that's no. That's the way they're getting through the race. That guy,
they
get
fill
it.
Them with water, like tiny little pots, so they can just get like...
Oh, they can get a hydrate burst. Or
yeah,
something.
And then they can spit it out because it's biodegradable, or they can just eat it, man. Maybe they want okay. some bubble gum to chew on that tastes like algae.
Algae wax.
I'm sure probably it's tasteless. No, dude. I just thought it was interesting. Jonas, in the future, we're going to have wings and potted sauces.
Oh!
We're going to have ketchup and potted... Ketchup and potted fries, or the other way around.
We have a French fry inside a plastic algae sheath.
Hell yeah, dude.
Oh, boy.
If somebody gave me a pot of ice cream, I'm a happy man.
You don't eat ice cream.
I know. I'm lactose intolerant and vegan. If they gave me some vegan, low-fat sherbet, a pot.
It's like an algae pod, you'd be all set. Boy, oh, boy. I think they're lining up to create that.
They might be, Jonas.
Maybe by next
know.
Summer, dude. Let's hope.
Yeah. What kind of potted food would you like, big guy?
The kind that I can eat off a plate like normal people do. I don't need the Violet Beauregard three-course meal and a thing turn me into a blueberry.
Have you ever had, like, the wax candy?
Dude, yes. The bottles.
Do you fuck with those?
Oh, I fuck with those, dude. Okay. I mean, it's been a minute. Like, I don't... They still make them.
Why wouldn't we just drink the juice out of a fucking glass, Jonas?
Because it's
more fun when it's in a pod.
It's not... I mean, that's a wax bottle, my friend.
It's a pod!
You just bite into it, it just like...
You can bite into it. You never chewed the wax.
Oh, dude, I chewed the wax forever. Dude, to the point where I probably shouldn't have chewed it anymore.
I know, right?
It, like, starts to...
It's all flaky in your mouth and granulated.
Dude, it's bad. Why do our parents let us do that?
How are those a thing? They're such a choking hazard.
I don't know, dude. You know what else I don't get? Candy cigarettes. How are those a thing?
They're not anymore.
I mean, how were they a thing? Oh. Everyone's like, oh, look at little Timmy. He's five. He's smoking a candy cigarette. Then he's smoking cigars. Go figure. How did all these kids start smoking? They're smoking candy cigarettes.
That's why Philip Morris got all those lawsuits, man. They're like, wait a minute. You've been fucking selling candy cigarettes?
They're like, well, really? The candy cigarette boys. Ha-ha, you say?
We're in the cigarettes and candy cigarettes.
Yeah, right. So, all right. You good on that?
Yeah, man. That's
all right, we're trying to move quick today, folks.
Are we?
Well, we got a lot to cover, man.
Oh, Jonas.
All right, I'm going to touch on two stories.
Your stories are evergreen anyway.
Touch on two stories that I talked about on the missing episode that we had technical difficulties, because I have an update. Update, but it's update for something you don't know about. So predate, update, foreshadowing.
All right.
Tekashi 6ix9ine, your boy.
Yep.
That's the
big homie.
We've been talking to him about him since episode one, dude.
The big little homie.
Yeah, dude. Anyways, basically, if you don't know who he is, he's a rapper. He got arrested and he flipped for the feds against his gang members from the Bloods. Last week we talked about he went to court and he was singing like a little birdie. He told on everybody. Yeah. Even started naming names. Got a lot of people upset.
Cardi B, Jim Jones.
Yeah.
Which I don't know why.
Yeah, he got upset.
What is that going to do for you?
So, needless to say, the man has tattoos all over his face and rainbow hair. He's kind of identifiable. We talked about, man, I wonder how he's going to have to go in witness protection.
Yeah.
Well, he is not going in witness protection.
That is what he has said.
He has said that he will, instead of going into witness protection to protect himself, he will go, He would just hire 24/7 bodyguards. What could go wrong with that?
For him and his entire family.
Right, forever.
For the rest of their life.
And he's like 20.
That explains why he has made this decision.
Yes. So so that's what he's going to do. He had some money left over and was like, Tekashi 6ix9ine, how are you going to pay for these? Well, he just signed a $10 million record deal.
Okay. See, I knew you were going to bring this up.
Well, we're updating about this man's life.
But I don't believe it. It seems like an act. It doesn't seem real. Like, he got the $10 million for one English record.
And one Spanish record. Yeah.
Look, man, they talked about it on another podcast that I watch. I won't name them because they're way bigger than us. They're like number one.
Like the biggest podcast in the world, probably. Next to Joe Rogan, probably.
Yeah, really.
You can say The Breakfast Club. I mean, everybody probably.
No, it's not. It was Joe Budden.
Podcast. Oh, yeah. Joe Budden, Joe Rogan, The Breakfast Club. They're all huge.
Like, it's just, it's very opportune that this news comes out. So, even a $10 million record deal, he still got to pay for all the amenities that come with being a musician. He might not even walk away with half of that.
Right, what I'm absolutely. Saying.
So because he signed a $10 million deal, even if that part is true, that's not
He's necessary. Banking on getting people listening to his shit, dude.
But listening don't get you paid.
The big hip-hop station in New York was like, we're not playing your record. And then they go, we're not playing your record. But if the demand is high enough, we'll play your record.
Yeah, but getting your record played doesn't really get you money. What gets you money when your artist is touring? And guess what? Guess what he can't do? He can't tour. Streaming doesn't get you shit. Physical sales used to get you shit. Streaming is like everybody stealing our shit. Let's try to get something out of this. But touring,
but like with Spotify, you get cents on a play. But if you have like a billion plays and you're getting cents, you're still making millions of dollars.
Yeah, but nobody's getting a billion plays
unless you're
just Justin Bieber.
Dude, Drake and shit? Yeah, dude, they're getting tons of... Dude,
it is still dwarfed by the amount of money.
You know what? Let me look at Tekashi right now. It'll tell me how many plays. I'm
looking
it up, dude. I'm bringing
it
out.
You're gonna look up how many spins he's got.
I'm gonna look up. It'll tell you how many weekly...
I guarantee you it's not in the billions, because that would be crazy. But the most of the money that these people make are from shows, from showing up to festivals, and that's the one thing that he will be unable to do without putting himself in danger, having all the security, and then you're cutting into your profit margins. So while the deal sounds fantastic on paper, he was definitely making more money prior to going to prison.
Right.
But it is a great opportunity for him to risk his life at every turn.
Oh, yeah.
And every place he goes.
Yeah, man. I think his mindset must be, I'm either going to go big or go home. And go home is death.
And
you know what I mean?
It's once you get a taste of that lifestyle, man. You can't, like, the option that they were going to give him for going to...
Witness protection.
He's still working
an office and fucking that would be like he would have a plain Jane regular life, could never do anything.
So I got to get all this surgery that's going to have facial scarring.
Right.
I got to cut my hair. I got to change my entire, get a regular job. My mom's going to have a regular house. They've been living in mansions all this time.
Right.
You can't get used to that. His girl is going to end up.
Yeah, something's going to happen. He can't play. Dude, he can't do a show in LA or New York for sure. Maybe small town America, he could maybe do a show, but but I guess the thing is, if he has that much security, he's just going to bank on it. But dude, everybody's got a price. If they want to get to him, they can buy a security, dude.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it ain't going to be a thing. Dude,
he's going to be living the rest of his life looking over his shoulder to a certain extent.
How fucking scared you'd be all the time.
Yeah, and it's not like everybody's mad at him, but there is a subset of people that are mad at him
that have
the means, the motive, and the resources.
It ain't gonna be no famous gang member that's gonna kill him. It's gonna be the fucking guy from the hood who has no money that they're like, hey, here's $25K for your family, go kill Tekashi.
A lot of times, like, you're right. A lot of times it is just gonna be that kid that's like, hey, I wanna be the kid that shot him.
Yeah. Right, and especially like a high level famous gang members, like here.
Famous gang members.
Dude, there's famous people who are members of gangs.
There are famous members of gangs.
And they're like, we'll take care of your family. We'll give you whatever if you go. I mean, you'll end up going to jail, but you'll be known as the guy who did this. And they're like, you know what? That sounds great. I don't know why you would say that, but
yeah. But famous and gang member is like an oxymoron.
Yeah, I got you.
If you're a gang member, you probably shouldn't be famous.
Yeah, I feel you. All right, I have one more follow-up story.
Go ahead, do it up, man.
The other story we talked about before was there was a kid named Carson King.
Carson King.
He was on College Game Day, the ESPN NCAA football pre-show, and he held up a sign behind the behind the thing that said, hey, I need more Bush Light. Here's my Venmo. Well, long story short, we talked about this at length, the missing episode. He got about $1 million worth of donations.
That is a lot of donations.
Yes. And he decided as a college student he was going to donate the money to the Children's Hospital of Iowa. Very, very noble thing to do.
Yeah.
Bush Light was so enamored with what he did. They're like, you know what we're going to do for you? We're going to put your face on a can.
Free beer.
And give you a year worth of free beer. But I mean, I'm sure he probably would have got money from being on the can. Well, as anyone that pops out into the limelight, people went searching through his Twitter, and he's a fucking racist.
Yes!
Bush Light has pulled out of their deal with him.
Yeah.
And he went and formally apologized because he was a 16-year-old child when he made these tweets.
Exposing you motherfuckers. That's what we're doing out here. You don't get nowhere with that shit. Keep it up.
All right.
Keep it up.
Yeah. Don't be a racist asshole on the internet. You won't get what you deserve.
Oh my god, dude, and they're everywhere.
It's like, they're dude, everywhere. You hear so many stories about people, they something happens and they go searching through their Twitter and they're like, oh, in 1927, back in 2002, you were like, F this or F that or whatever, and you're like, eh.
Yeah, yeah. Should they be put to blame for that stuff?
Absolutely.
Okay. I don't know how you feel about stuff, man.
Ignorance is ignorance, dude. Yeah. Like, even if you said it and you don't mean it, it's still ignorant to say it, period.
The internet will come back to haunt you.
Absolutely,
what we're
dude.
Here.
I was just talking to somebody today about how I was glad that there wasn't, like, prominent social media usage when we were, like, growing up. Like, we don't have to think about, oh, my God, when I was 10, did I put something on the internet that somebody's going to come back and find?
Are you kidding me, man? Do you remember the Halo days? Like, Halo 2?
I didn't.
Every other word was the N-word.
Online?
Yes!
Oh, really?
Yes!
Wow, I didn't play Halo 2 online.
Oh, my God, it was awful.
Wow.
Halo 3 wasn't much better. They started cracking down on that shit in the 2000s, man.
Once 360 came out, you could report people for being ignorant, and then it, like, that kind of helped.
Yeah, they weren't really. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, but anyways, those were the two updates. Let me tell you what, when we talked about him originally, it was fucking fire, but you guys missed it.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Guy made some money, guys are racist. I applauded him then. Now I'm glad he gets no money.
Yeah,
no
he donated $1 million to the Children's Hospital, so like, hey, look at that, act of good service.
Jesus.
And
does that
he could have kept that mill, not told anyone, and never been found out as a racist and been rich. So his good deed made him expose and get exposed for being the racist he is.
Jonas, does that absolve him?
Is $1 million worth racism?
Huh.
He gave $1 million to kids
now
instead of keeping it.
Now we're getting into reparations here. I don't know how I feel about that.
I feel you.
I don't know if there's a price on my black anger.
Hey, man.
White guilt is priceless. All right. So, Jonas.
Yes, sir.
Me and you saw the Joker movie last week.
We didn't see it together, but we both saw it independently.
I actually saw it twice. I saw it once by myself and once with a young lady.
Ooh, a lady. She had two legs and arms, everybody.
Jones, you saw what a young lady you got thing, so, son.
I did. Saw one of my friends, yeah.
High five. We out here making moves. He touched me. All right. Either way, you know about the controversy with what happened with the last Batman movie with the shooting that happened.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Well, the large section, or I shouldn't say a large section. There was a section of the internet that was like, this could potentially spark a copycat crime.
An incel rise up.
Yeah.
Is what they said.
Yeah.
And when I read it, I thought it was infidels at first. Like,
why would it be infidels?
Right. And I was like, that doesn't make any sense. Why are they? And then I was like, oh, they're talking about the involuntary celibates.
Yeah, man. I didn't think it was like a big issue. But
I didn't realize
like
that guy was a hero because he killed people in a theater because they can't get laid. I don't get how that associates.
It's like you can't get laid, so then, like, the cum just backs up so hard. I'm going to say cum again in this podcast, just so you know.
Yeah.
It gets built up, and then it just, like, affects your mind and makes you angry at everything.
But when you don't cum, you get superpowers. Everybody knows that. No Nut November.
Yeah, but when you go years for it.
Oh, okay. Once you hit the 30-day precipice, your superpower. Once you hit the
30-month
precipice.
Yeah, once you get enough cum, it flips the switch.
In your sternum, it just, I got you. Oh,
then you're Doctor Strange and you can corrupt time.
Okay. Wow. sounds like a stop.
Either way.
Yes,
so
sir.
There was that going on, and people kind of like were like, oh, we're kind of scared. But it was like, it was all made up. It's in their fucking heads. Nothing happened. The movie's come. People either liked it or they hated it. I'm not here to discuss that.
Right.
But at one AMC theater, a tweeter tweeted a sign that he saw there. The sign said, we are enforcing no singles policy for tonight's showing of the joke. No singles policy for stop it. Why did you
what
do that?
What the fuck?
For tonight's showing of the Joker, due to the safety precautions, we will not be allowing anyone without a partner.
Dude, I would sue.
So
that's discrimination as fuck, dude. Okay. That'd be like saying, like, we're not letting any whites in tonight.
Wow.
Because you might shoot up the place because you're crazy.
Oh, well, yeah, you guys are kind of crazy.
Dude, that's the one. So I said whites, dude. I got you. But, like, that would be like the same thing. Like, no white men are allowed in tonight. Like,
and no black dude shooting up a theater.
Yeah, or anyway, hear you, dude.
I'm just kidding.
No, it's true, dude. That's true. That's a white dude thing.
It turns out it was fake.
Oh, the sign was fake?
Yes.
Okay.
It turns out that the person that tweeted it taped it up.
Okay, I got
so, needless to say, the theater wasn't too happy about the negative press.
Because
there was this, like, one guy who does their Twitter page frantically. Like, this is not true. We didn't post the sign. The guy posted the tweet using the same, what do you call that?
Logo?
The same account that he had spoken with that theater before. He actually had, like, their pass for, like, the monthly pass. So they were able to find him pretty easily.
Oh, yeah?
Issued a cease and desist letter, obviously. Banned him from the movie theater.
Oh, shit.
So,
joke's on you, sir.
Yeah, so don't fuck with the movie theater. But that's not even it, Jonas.
I got something to tell you about this, too. Go ahead.
What do you got? Go.
I was going to say, I did read a story that in one theater, there was a man who was laughing loudly when people got killed in the movie. Nope. And people got uncomfortable and went and told the people, and they made the guy leave.
What?
Yes, sir.
I was laughing loudly when people got killed.
Just saying what I read, man.
That's what I do.
I mean, the internet isn't true, so I don't know. Maybe
sure. It could be fake. But that's not even the best one, Jonas. At the Hollywood Arclight movie theater, there was a sign that said, and I read, please note, we are enforcing a strict no guys who look like they have never had sex policy for tonight's showing of the Joker.
Oh.
Due to public safety precautions, we will not admit any persons who look like their balls are backed up with cum. Our staff will have to inspect your weird balls to make sure that you have unloaded ropes into another human within the last year. Unloaded ropes.
I was just about to say that, but I was still trying to process.
I just wanted
unloaded
to
ropes. That's unloaded almost as ropes. Bad as get up in them guts.
It really is.
It's right up there, dude.
Get up in them guts is bad.
Yeah.
But let me unload.
Oh, girl, let me unload some ropes in you. Ew, dude.
Funny enough, I could see myself saying get up in them guts before I could see myself unload ropes in you, baby.
Me too. Yeah. Absolutely.
Unload ropes. Naturally, this one was fake.
Yeah, right. That was, I mean, I would have guessed that for sure. The other one seemed legit.
In the theater, they posted a tweeter, apologies for any confusions, doesn't reflect, blah, blah, blah. The sign has been removed, but a new sign showed up. And it says, basically, we do not require weird ball inspections, and all customers are free to see the movie regardless of their level of rope unloading experience. So everybody can go. You can go now.
All right, dude.
You can go. I can go.
You slung rope like Spider-Man or never slung a rope in your life?
Oh, boy, I'm John Wayne. I'll lasso a lassie with my rope.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, dude. Lasso a lassie with your rope. You know a lassie is a canine.
No, that's the name of the... Lassie is like a female.
Yeah. Oh, a lass.
You never heard of lassie?
A dog?
The dog was named Lassie, but dogs can be named birthday.
Testicles, I guess.
Name a dog anything.
All right. That's fair.
We're going to look up Lassie after this podcast.
That's fine. Somebody in the chat. Oh, wait. Nobody's in the chat.
Hey, I'm in the chat.
Yeah, go ahead, TNT.
One viewer.
All right, man. I have a story that I want to talk about because I think it's funny.
What do you got, Jody?
This happened, I believe, over in England. There was a man, 47-year-old Steve Whitehurst.
England, Florida.
Yeah, right? He went out shopping with his girlfriend. She was about in the 40s, too. And they went in and they bought some t-shirts and some bags. And they spent about equivalent of $500 US in the store.
That's not bad.
No, right?
Big spenders.
So they're going to leave the store.
Naturally.
And the manager stops them. And the manager accuses Mr. Whitehurst of stealing. He said...
Not Mr. Whitehurst.
He said, sir, it's obvious that you have items in your pants. You cannot leave. You cannot steal from us.
Yeah, I got you. You can't leave.
Yeah, right? So,
Mr. Whitehurst.
So Mr. Whitehurst was like, bro, this is my dick. They're like, this bulge is my dick. Like, there's nothing in there. This bulge is my penis. I have an extremely large penis.
So they saw a cylinder in his pants.
They saw a big bulge in his pants and thought he had stolen something.
Ooh, yep. Make
he literally, to the point, he was like, fine. Took somebody in the fucking dressing room, whipped out his large penis to prove to them that he did not have anything in his pants other than his dick. Demanded a refund for the stuff he bought,
yep.
And has swore off ever going to that store again.
No, I'm calling my lawyer.
Right, that
me?
Too. But here's my thing. Why didn't he just say, call the fucking cops, I'll prove you wrong? Why do you got to whip your dick out, dude?
I mean, if you got a
10-inch dick.
If you got a big-ass dick, you ain't going to have no problem whipping it out, dude.
He was like, I'd put on a little bit of weight, my pants were a little tighter than normal, so the ball is extremely large.
Yo, if I had a huge... never mind. You know,
if my dick was big enough, people thought I was smuggling fucking grapes, smuggling watermelons in my pants. Dude, I would be...
Look like you got a wine leg, a wine bottle on
Sir,
your leg.
You can't steal the summer sausage from the store. We don't even sell that here.
Sir, put back the Pinot Noir.
Yeah, dude, so I was like, oh, that's really weird.
Is it?
It's just weird that they
having
would
having a big dick is weird. No, to you?
That they would accuse him of stealing because his cock is too big.
I mean, it's weird, but like on the same note, man, I would have made a scene. I would have like, well, prove it.
I would have whipped it out right there.
I would have asked him to frisk me.
I would have been like, you know what? I'll whip it out right now in front of everybody, and remember, this is what you asked for.
No,
and just.
No, because then that's indecent exposure. You got to find a way to make them commit a crime. So that you
I'll tell you what. You
I
would have
like, booked it for the door or something.
You will go in the dressing room. You get on your knees and open your mouth. And whatever's in my pants, I will put in your mouth.
What the
and
fuck?
If you're so sure that I have cloth in my pants, then you won't mind if I put my stolen items in your mouth.
I need an adult.
What?
I don't know, man. That was like something that...
You said to make him commit a crime.
How is that a crime?
Here, you can get a little BJ wise.
What do you... Just no crime! Getting a blowjob is not a crime, Jonas.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Because if it was, I'd be locked up.
Ooh, zing. All right, man.
God damn it, Jonas. I don't know if I want to do the China story.
Man,
but I guess
we got 10
it.
Minutes.
We got 10 minutes?
Dude, we got so... There's so much China shit we can talk. I even got a China piggyback, dude.
Dios mío, coño.
All right, man.
All right, I guess I'll do it.
Our friendly communist neighbors to the west, east.
Yeah, man.
Depending on where you go.
I'm not going to lie. I don't really know the intricacies of why the Chinese people are protesting. I don't pay a lot of attention to the news, but I'm going to approach this with as much tact as I possibly can. I can't necessarily think for this guy, but I'm going to do the best I can.
I have tact, bitch.
That was good.
Most tactful statement ever. I have tact, bitch.
So... Recently, there was a protester that was shot by police.
Yes.
And that incited a lot of people, well, more people than were already concerned with this to show even more concern because, obviously, we don't do too well over here with police brutality or
yes.
them shooting, like, innocent people.
Right.
Especially protesters.
Right, right.
Shout out to the young lady who was shot by a cop in her own house while babysitting. Crazy shit out there. All right.
Yes.
The GM for the Houston Rockets, Daryl Morey.
Yes, sir.
He made a tweet that said that he was a fight for freedom and how he stood with Hong Kong.
Yes.
And that's the same team where Yao Ming was playing. who
back
is,
in the day, yes.
Who is from China.
Yes.
Afterwards, he deleted it, and it turns out that it was just a spiral of China making him make apologies after apology. And it turns out is that China has a big stake in the NBA. It's extremely popular over there. Obviously, Yao Ming, all Rockets games were shown on a certain couple of channels out there.
Yep.
Since then, those have been removed. Obviously, it's just an issue where China seems to be cucking us a little bit.
They canceled all press talks for the NBA, but one person seemed to sneak through and have something to say about everything.
Jonas, tell me about this, because Jonas, you told me about this earlier. I did not look anything up, but I saw him apologize.
So,
I already saw him apology, but
they
I don't
literally know. Said that there would be no press anything.
Yeah.
The rest of the, because the NBA was over there doing preseason games.
Yes.
So, king of the world over there, Mr. They call him now King James. Q-I-N-G, James.
Yeah.
He talked to the press. I don't know if he was supposed to.
What did he say, dude?
The gist of it was, he said, I'm not going to speak on what was tweeted about.
Okay, yeah, I
but
saw that.
Although we have freedom of speech, you still should be careful what you talk about. Okay. And then the biggest thing that got everybody, he was like, you got to think about all the interests at hand, not only financially, but people's physicality, and the first thing he mentioned was the financial aspect of it being. He was like, he said, there's a lot of interest at stake, not only financially, but. And then people are like, there's motherfuckers fighting over there for the status of the rest of their fucking life. And the first thing you say is not only financial interest
at
hand.
That's so true. Like, I get it. But I
mean, he said a lot of shit. Basically, basically stood up for the Chinese government country.
That is actually what I saw. Actually, I thought he was apologizing, but that is what I saw.
Well, no, then he came out and apologized. Okay. He was like, we've had a difficult time in the NBA the last couple weeks. I didn't. Yeah.
Maybe I did see the
apology. He was, dude.
Either way, it's like, I see where he was coming, but he was being very small-minded about it. And like I said, he's uneducated. And he wasn't approaching it with the tact. He has a lot of media training.
They said, talk to the press. He should have not talked to the fucking press. He ain't bigger than the fucking world, man. He's LeBron fucking James.
He was definitely thinking, there's a lot of people in the NBA, and they all need the money, so why can't we just shut our mouths?
He also has Space Jam going on over there. They don't want to ban his movie. There was something else they said about LeBron, too.
True.
Something else he had a kick in was real big with China, too.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's literally, there's a bunch of fucking companies that are bowing to the China. Well, you talked about it on a previous podcast. Video game companies.
Yeah.
Not putting shit in games because China won't let them in there.
Yep.
Just because they have a market does not mean we bow, dude. We're not communist.
But they got so much money.
Dude.
Speaking of video games, it turns out that there was actually a pro Hearthstone player. His name was Blitzchung.
Blizzard,
you heard about this?
Yep, I heard about all this shit, dude. I stay abreast of the news.
Well, in an interview on a stream, like an actual Blizzard stream, they were streaming the Hearthstone Championship. He had just won $10,000. Good for him. He said that he stood with China, and he said some more
stuff. Stood with Hong Kong.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Stood with Hong Kong and had some other statements about it. And they took his prize money away. They also banned him for performing in any further competitions because of it.
And what the fuck is that?
Yes.
Like, what the fuck is that?
They have since walked this back.
The PR nightmare is not over for them.
Oh, man. Gamers were rising up, man.
Woo!
People were like, we got to stop doing anything Blizzard for the way they're treating them. And while it is their policy, and of course they don't want people having that much freedom because somebody could just come out and just like spit something totally asinine, and they don't want that. They want to open. It's a slippery slope when you start letting the people voice their opinions.
Right. Absolutely.
So, but they did walk it back. He got his money. He can now be in other things.
Yeah.
I don't know how much of a hit they're taking from China.
Dude.
But that is the case. South Park?
You gotta love the South Park
They had some fun with it. They posted something about we love money just as much as
the NBA and Blizzard and...
Yeah, so South Park is banned in China. It turns out if you even look South Park up on the Chinese internet, page not found.
Oh, like it doesn't exist.
It does not exist.
Yeah, dude. They and then after they got banned, they came out with the 300th episode, basically just talk more shit about China.
Yep. But they've always been known to double down.
That's what they do, man. Yeah, like they take anything going on in the world that's fucked up, and they blast the shit out of it in the most like. But it's like it's funny because they do it. It's like they're tactful in a way about it because it's like they're just so true to what it is. Like them saying like, "Oh, we too love money more than human rights and da 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 da."
But it's like even when they started talking about Scientology and Scientologists was like, "Hey, don't talk shit on Scientology." They were like, "Fuck you! Now we're gonna make a whole episode talking about Scientology."
Right? Exactly. Right.
To the point where one of their primary characters quit the show because he was like, "I can't be affiliated with you guys talking this much shit," and Chef was paramount to that show.
Oh, Chef was a Scientologist.
That's why he quit.
Oh, I didn't know he quit the show. Mm-hmm. Oh shit, he was like, "Guys, I love you, but
yeah," he's like, "Tom Cruise is not gonna like this."
He's like, "This, he's my overlord. I have to."
Basically,
damn, dude.
So I got a few more examples of the way that China has cucked us.
Oh, dude.
Okay, whew. These are some past events. Just to let you know that this kind of shit has been going on for a while. The Apple iPhones sent the Taiwan flag emoji at one point in time.
Yep.
Vans censored a pro Hong Kong democracy shoe design in a competition. Yes. What else we got here? Hotels change to China. Oh, you know, I read that wrong. Hold on. I got it, Jonas. I swear to God.
Okay.
You're supposed to think of stuff to say to help me along here.
You're good.
The permanent removal of the Taiwanese flag from Tom Cruise's jacket in the Maverick movie.
Okay.
Because he had one on. Like, they don't want Taiwan to exist.
China claims Taiwan. Yeah. And Taiwan claims they're independent.
Yeah, yeah.
So, basically, and here's the other fucked up thing. Like, ESPN showed a map and had, like, a dotted line, like, showing that, like, Taiwan was part of, like...
And they changed it.
They put it out showing it, like, Taiwan was part of China. Like, dude, airlines have taken Taiwan off as a thing.
American, United, and Delta have removed Taiwan as a destination.
Dude.
What is
it has
that?
To stop, man.
I don't know how... And the thing is, it's shown as, like... I do not understand necessarily what is causing it or what has caused
money.
I do know the fact that all of these people in Hong Kong are mad about something to the point where they're willing to get shot, risk their lives, take beatings. I've seen police beating men who are strapped to
guns.
They're
out there fighting for the rest of their life and their family's lives and their future. Yeah, dude.
They have a way different just like relationship with authority over there. That they were burning
LeBron James jerseys today.
I saw that.
And they also started clamoring for us to help them.
It's funny because that was the same thing we did in Cleveland. Yo, I remember this motherfucker bought. You had a LeBron James.
I didn't burn any. I didn't have any LeBron James.
You didn't have a LeBron.
I never really liked him.
Who
the first
brought
place?
The LeBron James cutout that we burnt on the bonfire? You were fucking there.
I was there. I wanted to watch those fools be crazy.
That was the weirdest shit. Watching a bunch of my white friends burn LeBron James cutout.
Oh, were you there when they did that?
Yes, I was. Were you there when I did that?
No, when they did that.
You said I, but anyway,
I never owned anything LeBron James, my friend. I never was a big fan of the guy. Like I think
I remember a cutout coming, and it seemed like it was some of your work.
Nah, dude, it wasn't me. I wasn't. Regardless,
it's fine. It was the weirdest shit in the world, I was on board for it because I know you guys aren't like fucking overt racist.
Yeah, I got it.
Racism in you, y'all, but dude, you just don't bring it out and
whatever.
Keep
man.
It locked up in the closet.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, it's here's what's fucked up, dude, is, and it was funny because I just saw an article today.
Yeah.
It was, I can't remember who the fuck it was. I think it was our government.
Mm-hmm.
Someone was talking and said, we have got to a point in our world where we put profit and riches over everything else, including basic human rights and decency.
This isn't a point.
And we're to the point that it's like with climate change and all that shit. Mm-hmm. That's what they're talking about is climate change.
Yeah.
It's like that at the cost of everything, whether it's the planet, people's rights, mm-hmm. it's just how much money can we make? Mm-hmm. We're like, I get that mentality. That's like capitalism. Make as much fucking money as you can. But there has to be a give, man. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like at the cost of ruining our entire planet so everyone dies, you can't spend that fucking money when everybody's dead.
And honestly, Jonas, I think it's just kind of like what human nature is.
Right.
Like, the pyramids were not built because of trying to be suitable to those people. Or not suitable, but trying to help people. They're built on the backs of people. America was built on the backs of people.
Right.
It's always been about how much land can I get, and I don't care if I lose soldiers, you know?
Right,
Desert
absolutely.
Storm, fucking going over to Iraq in the first place was about money at the cost of lives.
Yeah, dude. Everything. Yeah, dude.
It is human nature to be this way. We're greedy creatures, and honestly, we only are concerned about our short time on this planet, and that is definitely a problem.
Yeah,
it is a failure in our genetic makeup.
It is. Until something changes, it's gonna keep spiraling. I got one more. I'll topple onto this because the Chinese story. China has came up with a mega surveillance camera.
Yeah,
500 megapixel surveillance camera, 4 times more detailed than the human eye. It can identify crowds of thousands facial recognition in a second.
Yep.
China has over 200 million CCTV cameras in their country, and they are adding more. And of course, it is building upon their social credit system that we've been talking about China on this podcast for a while. Like, it's like people just didn't pretend all this shit was happening, and then now it's like kind of like starting to get overwhelming a little bit. Not to mention, they said anyone who comes in between them and Hong Kong will have crushed bones and broken bones or some shit. Yeah. Like, basically being like, you try to help fucking Hong Kong, see what happens to you.
Crushed bodies and broken bones. It is kind of nuts, man. It's real Big Brother shit going over there. Like, they're
watching.
That's
like the epitome of Big Brother. Yeah. That is the exact 1984 book.
Yeah.
It literally is. Like, social credit, fucking, like, video screens, video monitoring. They're like, I just read another thing with China, too. They're going to, like, scan your face before you get on the internet.
Oh,
and then they can
–
every single thing you do on the internet is part of your social credit score. And, dude, it's fucking nuts. And they're communists. And they have so much pull with the world economy that American companies are like, we're not going to put this in our game. Oh, fuck. We're the NBA. Like,
it doesn't even sound like they're communists.
No, they're
point.
Communists.
I mean, I get it. Like, but doesn't that kind of sound like a dictatorship?
That's what communism is, though. It's a dictatorship.
No, communism at its core was the laissez-faire belief of everybody gets equal share. This is dictatorship, which is like...
Dude,
this
I don't think that's communism. Communism, a political theory derived from Karl Marx, advocating class war and leading to a society in which all property is publicly owned and each person works and is paid according to the abilities and needs.
Yeah, but it was essentially to... Communism at its core had good ideals.
Yeah,
because
cool.
It
just
was like
everything had good intentions.
It was like everybody gets equal so that nobody's better than anyone else. But this is like, you fuck with us and we are just going to end you. We're
going
to beat you up. We're going to kill you. They're threatening people's lives.
Oh, yeah, they have
are.
Those camps, dude. They're showing where they're harvesting organs and shit. People are... Dude. Dude,
hey, but
we can do a whole China episode, hey, but they'll come to the Crazy Town compound and take us over there.
But guess what? You can have 2 babies now. Congratulations, China.
But if they're both not boys, guess what's happening to one of them? No, I don't know.
No, they just they up the amount of children that you can have. Turns out, like, I actually saw this. I could go on about this.
Dude, China has a lot of stuff, man. Do your research, folks.
Dude. Apparently, you could only have 1 kid, and then the second kid didn't receive, like rights in the country.
It was like a state-owned baby.
Yeah, like you weren't issued a last name if you were a second born.
You got
child.
A happy story we can talk about real quick. Anything you can think of that's happy to talk about. Anything at all.
Hold on. Jonas, they are making a no, I got nothing.
Damn it.
Face off movie. Face off. They're making a new Face Off, new actors Face Off. I've never seen it. Jonas asked, he likes it.
It's a great movie. Paul Walker's in it, I heard.
All right, good. That was good. Paul Walker. There you go. I feel good now.
All right. All right, everybody. That is all the time we have for today's episode. Please make sure to like, share, subscribe. Find us on twitch.tv/CrazyTownMediaLive. Our YouTube channel is Crazy Town Media. Or if you just want to hear our pretty voices, comb your eardrum hair. Spotify, iTunes, everywhere else.
Do you really want to make me cry?
Are you thinking Boy George? But for Jonas and Boy George.
TNT Dynamite.
We.
Touch my ears.
Blah, 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 blah.